It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Welcome to Planet Dystopia, the real-life, real-world, rapidly rising sea of societal insanity and unfolding self-annihilation. Another week has come and gone in the planetary asylum. Cascading collapse is unfolding from every imaginable direction, societally, ecologically, and even now the vast majority remain completely committed to arranging deck chairs on the proverbial Titanic, aka planet Earth. The powers that be have always orchestrated and instigated events to galvanize populations into obedient support of whatever agendas, objectives, and unrestrained aggression they wish to carry out. The quest for remaining resources and the lands that hold them are the underlying driving motive. The people that occupied such lands are treated as collateral damage at best. The facade of freedom and democracy is nothing but the smoke and mirrors that masks the chaos and carnage they create. The U.S. election theater of the absurd, including the State of the Union speech, meaningless babble, is nothing more than a scripted circus of mass distraction. And no, the stock market Ponzi scheme House of Cards isn't an indication of reality on planet Earth. That balloon will pop soon enough. Biosphere collapse has beat the controllers to the intersection. They are now more desperate and more dangerous than ever before. Hang on, because we're in for a ride, and those that still don't believe it will very soon. They'll have no choice but to face the oncoming train. This week I saw a climate protest banner that stated, quote, "Every disaster movie starts with governments ignoring scientists." Should this banner have also stated that scientists were equally guilty for their criminal denial of the ongoing climate intervention operations, aka weather warfare? On that note, this new headline, "Pivotal moment for humanity as disasters threaten to converge." That's new from sciencealert.com. Reports as a new review of literature on global climate change written by an international team of more than 200 researchers leaves no room for doubt. Humanity is heading for disaster unless significant steps are taken to change that course. Governments have long since taken their steps in the skies above us. Over 75 years ago, they committed us to a course from which there is no return. The Science Alert report then continues with this. How disastrous is our current course? The research team mentions trillions of U.S. dollars in climate-related damage, billions of people pushed into hardship around the world, and millions of lives lost as a result of a rapidly warming planet. The article continues with this. The report focuses specifically on tipping points, sudden large-scale shifts in ecological conditions caused by a culmination of smaller environmental changes. Those cataclysmic shifts include the widespread destruction of coral reefs and the collapse of the biggest ice sheets, each of which would in turn lead to even greater widespread disruption. The report identifies a number of interactions between major tipping elements around the globe, finding the majority of which exert a destabilizing influence. Some ecosystems on the verge of significant change, like Greenland's ice sheets, have such low thresholds for tipping, they could be considered instigators of chains of effects that ripple around the globe, sending other systems crashing. The researchers warn of a catastrophic loss of crop growing capacity, quote unquote. Putting the stability of our societies under threat, these processes are already well underway. Business as usual is now over. Every word I just covered was from the sciencealert.com report. And almost none yet realize how shockingly true that last statement is. Business as usual is now over. How many are complaining about price increases across the board as if this is just the result of bad economic policy? No. It's about global ecological collapse. And if you think it's bad now, you won't like what's coming. The carbon fuel carnival is over. With that in mind, please listen carefully to the following breaking headline reports. They're extraordinarily dire and important. And listening carefully means to abandon preconception, programming, and wishful thinking bias. the red flag harbingers of catastrophe to confirm the validity of the following headlines are everywhere, all over the world. Climate intervention operations have not mitigated global meltdown. They have further fueled it overall. The statement I just made is in no way a denial of the countless additional forms of human activity that have also decimated our once thriving planet. But what we face isn't a this or that equation. It's all the above. And none of it is about Al Gore, his entourage, or the rest of the self-proclaimed environmentalists that refuse to acknowledge the climate engineering factor in this equation. The planet is gravely damaged, period. Headline one from PBS. Earth has obliterated a worrying record for the ninth straight month. And to be completely clear as to what this headline means, that is nine consecutive warmest months ever in recorded history, each month being warmer than the last. Not just the warmest for that particular month, but the warmest month ever, and nine consecutive record-breaking months in a row. If this doesn't alarm you to the core, it absolutely should. Let's keep going from the Washington Post. Earth posts warmest February and ninth straight record-setting month. Exactly what I just explained. From the Post report, scientists are worried about the planet crossing a critical climate threshold. This past winter, defined as December through February, was also the Earth's warmest on record. The Post report then states, "We are witnessing something extraordinary and unprecedented. Several thousands of records pulverized all over the world in a matter of hours with margins never seen before." End quote. Tipping points and feedback loops, all of which I have desperately tried to warn about at the top of my lungs for over 20 years, 15 of those with geoengineeringwatch.org. Next from BBC, last month was hottest February ever recorded. It's the ninth straight broken record. Again, same theme. And these headlines have been covered by dozens of sources. Please, please don't believe me. Please investigate. And while doing so, don't forget this. All these headlines and the global temperatures that go with them, as dire as they seem, actually fall far short of how bad it is. There are two primary reasons. Climate engineering operations and the chemical ice nucleation, cloud seeding, temporary toxic surface cool downs, which greatly skews overall global temperatures to the downside. And this, official high temperatures are routinely underreported by a very wide margin, not overreported. What's this all add up to? That the unfolding planetary meltdown is even worse than the dire headlines I just covered. An abrupt climate collapse is unfolding and accelerating. And again, in the attempt to mask the severity and immediacy of this collapse and to simultaneously use weather as a weapon, climate engineering is further fueling the overall fire and completely contaminating the entire biosphere in the process. From theconversation.com, climate change is warping the seasons. And about that headline, any that are even slightly awake are taking notice. But there's more to the Earth changes than we're being told, isn't there? Refresher. President Lyndon Johnson, 1962, quote, "He who controls the weather controls the world," aka, "He who controls the weather controls the food supply, thus populations, thus, again, the world." Though, at this late hour, their perceived control is actually closer to out-of-control chaos. The climate system is imploding. On that theme, winter wildfires. New from CNN, wildfires have devastated the Texas cattle industry and the effects may be long-lasting. Follow-up from last week, getting more information now. The report says the losses could be catastrophic. Farmers and ranchers are losing everything. Report continues, farmers and agricultural experts say the wildfire will continue to affect the cattle industry for years to come. The CNN report then states, in addition to the short-term effects of cattle killed and grievously injured by the flames, there will be long-lasting repercussions as herds cultivated for years struggle to recover and traumatized cows fail to reproduce. They say there's no grass, there's no water for the livestock. Here's a question. Does anyone in Matrix Media circles give a damn about the wildlife, which is also dying in mass from Texas to the Amazon to the polar regions and everywhere in between? No wildlife, No habitat, no people. Very simple. From CNN, how a warming climate is setting the stage for fast-spreading destructive wildfires. From this new report, the ferocity of the Smokehouse Creek Fire, the state of Texas's largest on record, after burning through more than a million acres, 1.2 I believe, caught even the experts off guard. Its severity, they say, was due to a perfect storm of environmental factors, highly flammable grasses and strong winds combined with record high temperatures and dry conditions, the kind of extreme weather often exacerbated by climate change, they say. They continue, wildfires are fueled by a long list of factors, both natural and human caused, but scientists say that global warming is tilting the scale in favor of more intense and severe blazes. Not a single word on climate engineering, no surprise. Are countless forms of human activity fueling this type of event? Absolutely. Is climate engineering one of those factors? Absolutely. In regard to the unprecedented firestorms all over the world, climate engineering is core to the equation. Please go to the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org and search the engineering wildfires section. You will not like what you learn. There's more on winter firestorms from mprnews.org. Wildfires burn thousands of acres in southern and western Minnesota. Let's keep going from phys.org. Infernos rage from Texas to Australia as fire season kicks off early. And again, for those that want the whole truth, search and view a very important short video report titled Wildfires Serve Geoengineering Agenda. Also, please investigate the entire engineering wildfire section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. From Vox.com, winter heat waves are now a thing. Here's how to make sense of them. They say 2024 is already shattering heat records as temperatures soar around the world. If the current conditions seem to echo the extreme weather storylines of 2023, that's because many of the factors behind them remain in place. Climate engineering being the core factor in so many ways, not the only factor. Too many people want to pretend that everything the human race has done to the planet doesn't have any effect except climate engineering, and that's not a rational conclusion, is it? When you alter the energy balance of the planet, when you cut down the forests, when you burn 100 million barrels of carbon fuel a day, or 23 million tons of coal a day, you poison the oceans, countless other forms of destruction, that's a massive problem. And when you intentionally derail the planet's life support systems on top of that, even bigger problem. And for those that, again, claim that CO2 is great, the more the better, that's absolutely wrong. You can't just alter atmospheric chemistry to this degree and think anything can adapt. It can't. And that fuse leads to other problems like the mass methane releases as you start to warm the planet. That's the fuse. The methane releases are the detonation at the end of that fuse, and that's happening now. Feedback loop, hotter temperatures, formerly frozen methane deposits release. I'll get to more of that later in this broadcast. They enter the atmosphere, they cover the planet like a layer of glass, causing more heating, more methane release. You can see the feedback loop I'm describing. Bottom line, for the record, we are through the guardrail, and there's no going back. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the weekly installment of the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Report, the End of the World as We Know It broadcast, brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, the largest and most visited website in the world on the subject of climate engineering operations, aka weather warfare. Reaching a critical mass of awareness is the only way forward in this fight. Please remember that. You cannot fight this battle without an army of the awakened, period. We must reach a critical mass by starting a conversation on the climate engineering issue that leads people to a credible source of data. Geoengineeringwatch.org will continue all of our efforts to be the go-to source on covert climate engineering operations. Moving on from AP News, an ongoing follow-up report. I touched on this in last week's broadcast. Here's more. Scientists create new idea on how to hack a warming planet, drying the upper atmosphere. Really? A new idea? Or is this the beginning to an admission of what has long since been going on? And how's all the various layers of climate intervention working out so far as we hurtle toward extremely near-term planetary omnicide? If you think the Predator Parasite class would ask for our permission first before deploying this kind of insanity to do what they are doing, think again. The AP News report continues with this. The idea of drying the upper atmosphere is the newest addition to what some scientists are calling a last-ditch toolbox to deal with climate change by manipulating the world's atmosphere and oceans, known as geoengineering. Groups from the U.S. National Academy of Sciences to the United Nations Environmental Program have looked at the ethics, side effects, legal complications, and benefits of geoengineering with various degrees of skepticism and cautious interest. Solar radiation management, they say, is a little bit like artificial intelligence. Once the genie is out of the bottle, you can't put it back. Yes, we are indeed through the guardrail. Now let's add this from the UK Daily Mail. This is another new report which adds more detailed follow-up information on what I reported in last week's broadcast. Yet another ludicrous mass distraction so-called proposal from the so-called climate science community. Here's the headline. NASA proposes radical plan to fight climate change that involves injecting the atmosphere with millions of tons of ice to cool the planet. NASA and NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, believe drying up the atmosphere could fight climate change. Could, may, might. How's that going so far? Scientists would inject 2 tons of ice in the atmosphere every week. Really? 2 tons? A pickup truckload of ice in the atmosphere is going to fix what we've done to the planet? How moronic can the so-called science community get? According to the proposal, the report says, this would freeze water and remove water vapor before it turns into greenhouse gas emissions, which traps heat from escaping into space, ultimately increasing temperatures on Earth. Yes, water vapor is indeed a greenhouse gas, but what leads up to that? What's the fuse that is fueling the increased water vapor? Again, it goes back to gases produced from human activity, including burning, again, incomprehensible amounts of stored carbon fuel, putting it back into the atmosphere. And of course, that's going to change life on Earth. How could it not? Now throw climate engineering into the mix, and we're on the fast track to near-term planetary omnicide. And about the climate engineering atmospheric aerosols that are also increasing Earth's overall temperature, they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to mention it. Moving on, the matrix manipulators continue to double down. Far too many in the population at large is all for it. From Politico.com, Biden administration oil drilling permits outpace Trump. I believe it's about 3-1. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And the revolving door for the political circus of the absurd goes round and round. Though this time, impact may very likely come before the next act unfolds. More headlines of full throttle till total collapse. From IFLScience.com, the U.S. wants to boost its nuclear power. Reports is the atomic age having a mini renaissance? Question mark. Nuclear energy could be making a big comeback in the U.S. The report then states, last week, the House passed bipartisan legislation that aims to bolster nuclear energy with a sweeping 365-36 vote. Yes, left, right, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, two sides of the same coin. The Science.com report then states the measure, the Atomic Energy Advancement Act, will essentially make it easier to build nuclear power plants by speeding up environmental reviews, in other words, sweeping them under the rug, and reducing license fees that applicants have to pay before setting up advanced nuclear reactors. And of course, they had to use the word advanced to give the impression that they won't melt down someday, which they will. The report then says the recent nuclear legalization pushes in the U.S. are broadly in line with the trends being followed by other economic powerhouses. No functional environment, no economic anything. Keep that in mind. Yes, build them till they blow. Any single nuke power plant can take down the entire web of life. 4 meltdowns are ongoing. 3 at Fukushima, and there's Chernobyl. And yes, the sarcophagus at Chernobyl is disintegrating. It's going to rear its head again. And there's 442 more to go, with 60 more under construction. It's not looking good. And about that toxic rain, not just industrial and auto pollution, but also climate engineering fallout, which isn't just heavy metals. It's also polymers, aka nanoplastics. And they're showing up everywhere, all over the globe, no exceptions, every drop of rain, which means it's in our air column, period. With all that in mind, from sciencealert.com, Plastic found inside more than 50% of plaques from clogged arteries. Reports as plastics are now everywhere, with tiny fragments found in major organs of the human body, including the placenta. Studies suggest an increased risk of cardiovascular disease among persons who are exposed to plastic-related pollution, which means everybody on planet Earth, by the way. The researchers observed plastic fragments with jagged edges inside immune cells called microphages. Think about that, permeating everything in the body, and that's because these are nanoparticles. And it's not just plastics. There's a long list of heavy metals that they don't even talk about here because they haven't tested for it. By design, they haven't tested for it. Nanoparticle, you can fit 100,000 across the width of a single human hair. They can infiltrate every single aspect of the web of life, and they're being spewed everywhere all over the planet, including into our skies. In fact, based on our testing in a U.S. state, which we haven't disclosed yet, hundreds of lab tests, the extrapolation of how much material they are likely spraying globally based on those tests is somewhere in the range of 40 to 60 million tons a year. Think about that. Spewed into our skies, settling down to the air column, we all get to suck it up with every breath we take. Try not to breathe. On the subject of climate intervention operations from AccuWeather, weakened rainstorm to end with snow for some in Northeast. Please listen carefully and read between the lines. The report then says, but then a quick flip to colder air and even accumulating snow in some interior locations. Did you hear that one? A quote, quick flip to colder air and even accumulating snow, aka chemical ice nucleation cloud seeding for weather modification, aka engineering winter. And we see this on radar. It is so absolutely inarguably clear. There's not a meteorologist that can spell his name that doesn't know this is going on. When you have, in many cases, flows of moisture out of the record warm Gulf of Mexico that magically, quote, change over to snow. And beginning at far above freezing temperatures, now so common. From earlier in the week, this sensationalized bit from the LA Times, terrifying California blizzard, hundreds stranded on Donner Pass. Question, is it just a coincidence that the Matrix Media chose Donner Pass for this headline? The same Donner Pass that may conjure up images of the historical namesake for this location, frozen, starving travelers that resort to cannibalism, all part of the theater? Chemical ice nucleation cloud seeding operations are key. Last Sunday, February the 10th, the forecast for my location on the east side of Lake Shasta in Northern California was for heavy rain and snow, with a daytime high at 45 degrees and a nighttime low of 42 degrees. How exactly does snow happen at temperatures that far above freezing? I've already given the answer. Again, in my region of Northern California, it has now become a yearly practice for the climate engineers to utilize their patented processes of chemical ice nucleation cloud seeding to flash freeze all that has bloomed and budded as they emerge earlier and earlier in the year due to the increasing overall warmth. The consistency with which weather catastrophes and anomalies are wreaking havoc on agricultural everything is far beyond any mathematical coincidence. It is clearly an objective. Flash freezes, flash floods, flash droughts, ever more extreme hail, on and on. How is it that so few even notice the lurching wildly back and forth from one extreme to another weather? Because they're looking down and not up, not connecting the dots. From the UK Independent, 35 dead in freak snowfall in Pakistan. At least 35 people have died and dozens injured in Pakistan. Pakistan is routinely being slaughtered by weather warfare. It goes on year after year. From the heavy snowfall and rain in the country's north and northwestern region, the widespread downpour has led to the collapse of houses and bridges while major roads and rail routes are hit. Of the deceased, 25 are children, said the officials. Electricity, internet, and mobile services have also been hit in the region amid the extreme weather condition. Question, could it be those pulling the levers of power don't want the people to communicate about what's being done to them? Because the crushing of communications is happening more and more all over the world. From Al Jazeera, torrential rains leave at least 11 dead in Brazil. Climate engineers control the spigot. Don't forget that. They have for well over a half century. Remember Project Popeye in Vietnam? U.S. military so successful at controlling the flow of precipitation that they had to pass international treaties in the 70s forbidding it, though no one pays attention to those treaties. There's more from TELUSSIRENGLISH.net. Floods in Bolivia caused 43 deaths. The Bolivian Deputy Minister of Civil Defense said that it has been the worst rainy period ever and that the weather forecasts are not encouraging. The government fears a rise in disease in the post-flood period. Do we hear about any of this on Matrix Media? No, nothing but the dog and pony show orchestrated political circus of stupidity. From AccuWeather, heavy rain and snow, 43 degrees. Rain mixing with sleet, 54 degrees. How can that be? Why do they show forecasts like this? Just a mistake? Again and again, this is right from the AccuWeather forecasting pages. For nearly the last 10 years, warmth, blooms, buds, then chemical flash freezes. This report was from California, by the way, Northern California. So agricultural regions that have this cycle carried out on them, which radically curtails production. Just an accident? You decide. Again from AccuWeather, Washington, D.C., cherry blossoms peak dates are announced, but will cold weather spoil the event? Question mark? It's not just in California, is it? Also from AccuWeather, this new report. Midwest snow map upside down as buds and spring allergies emerge in Minnesota. Wichita, Kansas, Sioux City, Iowa have made more snow than Minneapolis this winter, where winter festivals have been canceled and trees are budding. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Record warm temperatures there for the whole season. About our seas, our oceans, which cover 70% of Earth's surface and are by far the biggest heat sink, or was. Now that heat has nowhere else to go but into the atmosphere, which doesn't bode well for the fate of the human race, indeed the entire web of life. In the attempt to mask unfolding climate collapse from populations till the last possible moment, while simultaneously using weather as a covert weapon, the climate engineers have further fueled the entire meltdown scenario. New from Fox News. What record-setting ocean temps mean for sea life and 2024 hurricane season. The Fox report then states, weird temperature distributions across the Atlantic is going to affect the way the air flows. Let's say unpredictable in ways because this is not a pattern that we've ever seen before. That was a statement from Fox weather hurricane specialist Brian Norcross. Brian, please tell the whole truth. Don't omit climate engineering operations. Perhaps Brian Norcross should be sent a link to the dimming documentary. From ABC News, global hot streak continues. February winter, world's oceans all break high temperature marks. And it is so far off the scale. Looks like somebody accidentally scribbled on the top of the graph. It's startlingly alarming. New from Bloomberg.com. February breaks another heat record as oceans warm to new levels. As I stated a few moments ago, the off-the-charts ocean heat will now push the atmosphere in the same direction. But what about this? I'll comment at the end of this climate engineering, chemical ice nucleation, cloud seeding cover-up report. New from TheConversation.com. Global warming may be behind an increase in the frequency and intensity of cold spells. That's absolute, total deception. The report states, global warming caused by increased concentrations of greenhouse gases, that part's true, climate engineering as well, is already affecting our lives. Scorching summers, more intense heat waves, longer drought periods, more extended floods, and wilder wildfires, they say, are all consequences linked to this warming. One less obvious consequence of global warming, they say, is also growing and getting attention from scientists, a potential increase in the intensity and frequency of winter cold snaps in the northern hemisphere. Some of the mechanisms that lead to their occurrence, they say, are strengthened by global warming. Key climate mechanisms like exchanges of energy and air masses between different altitude ranges and the atmosphere are evolving in ways expected to cause an increase in both the intensity and duration of cold snaps. They then state, winter cold snaps have major societal impacts from direct effects on health and loss of life to effects on transport and infrastructure, surges in energy demand, and damage to agricultural resources. Yes, there you have it. The covert weapon of the controllers, the weapon with which they can and are able to bring populations to their knees without said populations ever even knowing they were under assault. A final statement from the Conversation.com report. This winter, we have seen these effects over large parts of Europe and the U.S. with flight cancellations, airport closures, and drivers trapped in extreme cold temperatures. There have also been, they say, sharp increases in energy demand to cope with indoor heating, an increase in cold-related hospital admissions, and the activation of services needed to assist the most vulnerable. We need to develop forecasting tools, they say, that can predict these events further in advance. A question many may be wondering is if the extreme cold could be counteracting global warming. Unfortunately, not. That's the end of their statements from theconversation.com. Where do I start with this? They don't need anything to predict these cold snaps because it is the scheduled weather. When the National Weather Service and NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the two agencies that have an illegal federal gag order on them for all agency operations, when they're getting their script from Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, who do all the weather modeling for the National Weather Service and NOAA, and that passes down all the way to the local weathermen, they're all literally leading scripts, and all the rest of this is nothing but deception to cover the tracks of the climate engineers, period. We have tested this frozen precipitation again and again and again. It contains climate engineering chemical ice nucleation elements. Don't eat the snow, and I don't say that in jest. Please look up, connect the dots, search the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. You're listening to the weekly installment of Global Alert News, the Bad News Broadcast, installment number 448, March 9th, 2024. This is Dane Wigington, your host. Global Alert News is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, the largest and most visited website in the world on the subject of climate intervention operations known as geoengineering. The commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour is broadcast on numerous AM and FM stations throughout the country. Recordings of this broadcast can be found on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent column and on the Dane Wigington YouTube channel. Geoengineering Watch wishes to express our deepest gratitude to those that have helped us to expand our reach and thus our voice in this desperate last hour effort to sound the alarm. On that subject, if you're on our email list, please put us on your email contact book so that our mailouts don't go to the spam files. Please help us to share the groundbreaking documentary, The Dimming, which fully exposes the climate engineering atrocities, now with about 6.2 million views, thanks to all those who have helped us to circulate this critically important film, which we made available for free the moment it was done. The best way to share is by circulating the direct link to The Dimming by email directly from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Sharing directly helps us to overcome social media censorship. When viewing our YouTube of The Dimming or Global Alert News or any other Geoengineering Watch video on YouTube, please subscribe, share, and comment, all of which helps us to circulate critically important data to a much wider audience. And how do we reach those that still aren't looking up? Here's one way: by starting the conversation with Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials, which can be found on our homepage. Our only goal, to provide activists what they need to move this fight forward. Extremely high-quality printed materials with shocking images, a picture's worth a thousand words, and we make these printed materials available for less than our overall total cost of producing and shipping. We only want to get them in circulation. We now have Geoengineering Watch hoodies to go with our Geoengineering Watch shirts. They can be ordered from the homepage. Shirt and hoodie photos are there. We have scannable business cards, bumper stickers, all effective tools to help strike up a conversation on the climate engineering issue. Reaching a critical mass of awareness on the climate engineering onslaught is the great imperative of our time. If we can expose it, we can stop it. If we can do that, we would cause a shockwave around the world. If you're willing to share a picture of yourself with the Geoengineering Watch t-shirt or hoodie, perhaps at the local mall or somewhere busy, please send your photo to us so that we can post it as part of our activist compilation, which is now part of our materials page. The images encourage others to make their voices heard in this all-important battle to sound the alarm. And to all those that are steadfastly committed to this must-win fight for all that matters, as always, I want to express my deepest and most profound gratitude to you. It's our collective efforts that can still make a difference at this late hour. Moving on from AccuWeather.com, the winter that wasn't. U.S. had historically warm season from coast to coast. Again, record warmth and not just winter. Record warm 2023, 9 record-shattering months in a row. Each month, the warmest month ever, and each month warmer than the last. The AccuWeather report then states winter 2023-2024 was the warmest on record, with the upper Midwest especially warm, with a lack of snow and Great Lakes ice. No ice on the Great Lakes. Imagine that. But wait, what about this LA Times headline from earlier this week? Monster storm forecast worsens for LA and Orange County. The danger zones, the forecast, the warnings. Sensationalized headlines. That's the goal of the climate engineers and their controllers. From ABC News, a massive blizzard howls in the Sierra Nevada. Such sensationalized headlines work wonders for the controllers, causing far too many to doubt that the planet's even warming, let alone in total meltdown. On that note, moving on from PHYS.org, the Arctic could become ice-free within a decade, say scientists. From that report, the Arctic could see summer days with practically no sea ice as early as the next couple of years. That's a lot sooner than a decade, isn't it? According to a new study out of the University of Colorado Boulder, the findings published in the journal Nature Reviews Earth and Environment suggest that the first ice-free day in the Arctic could occur over 10 years earlier than previous projections. Everything is earlier and worse than what they thought, isn't it? Exactly as geoengineeringwatch.org and I have stated on the record for 15 years. The report says, the report focuses on when the region would be ice-free for a month or more. The trend remains consistent under all future emission scenarios. In other words, you could shut off all human activity tomorrow. It's not going to stop what's coming. You can't just put a new set of brakes on the car after you crash through the guardrail, can you? You can't just reverse this kind of momentum. Sea ice, they say, declines have significant impacts on Arctic animals that rely on sea ice for survival, including seals and polar bears. In addition, as the ocean warms up, researchers are concerned that non-native fish could move into the Arctic, could, may, might. They will. They already are. The impact of these invasive species on local ecosystems remains unclear. It's very clear it causes massive disruption. Arctic sea surfaces have been subjected to chemical ice nucleation operations for many decades. We have an image at geoengineeringwatch.org of U.S. military submarines surfaced at the North Pole in 1959 in open water, keyword, open water, in the middle of winter in February. How could that be? Because they've been covering up this meltdown for so many decades, chemically and toxically, and all of it worsening the overall warming of the planet, but they don't care because they want to hang on to their power until the last possible moment. We have satellite images at geoengineeringwatch.org of what looks like chemical spills on the Arctic sea surface. It's chemical ice nucleation. It's shockingly obvious on satellite imagery, which they delete from the NASA archives as soon as they find them. We capture them and keep them. Was chemical freezing good? Is that helping us? Is that saving us from ourselves? No. When you cap the heat in the ocean to hide the meltdown, you then worsen the overall warming. Everything they do is wrong. But they don't care because it's about power and control, isn't it? That's what it's always been about. That's what it is about today. From CNN, the Arctic may be ice-free in summer by the 2030s. This is a parallel headline. New study warns. They say the Arctic could be free of sea ice roughly a decade earlier than projected. Went over that a moment ago. Another clear sign, they say, the climate crisis is happening faster than expected. Not faster than we expected at Geoengineering Watch. In fact, we've stated so again. As the world continues to pump out planet-heating pollution and climate engineering, which they won't mention, a new study published Tuesday this week, Journal Nature, found Arctic sea ice could disappear completely during the summer months of September as early as the 2030s, which we saw in the earlier headline, could be 2 years away, could be 2025. In fact, that's what we're heading toward. They say, we were surprised to find that an ice-free Arctic will be there in summer, irrespective of our effort at reducing emissions. Again, that's a bit like saying, we were surprised that putting new brakes on the car after we've already crashed through the guardrail wouldn't magically keep us from crashing to the bottom of the canyon. That's how absurd that is. The CNN report continues, the warmer it gets, the more likely the Arctic is to stay free of sea ice further into the colder season. Does it take a team of scientists to say that? The warmer it gets, the less ice there will likely be. An Arctic with no summer ice, they say, would send dire ripple effects around the world. The bright white ice reflects solar energy away from the Earth. Been over that so many broadcasts. When this ice melts, it exposes the darker ocean, which absorbs more heat, causing additional warming. A feedback process called Arctic amplification. Let's give some math to that. Sea ice reflects 90% of the Earth's incoming thermal energy. Seawater absorbs 90%. That's a pretty big flip, wouldn't you say? They say the decline of sea ice can also have an effect on global weather, stretching well beyond the Arctic. Not can, not could, not may, not might. And what else is having an unbelievably extensive total disruption effect on the planet's weather? Climate engineering. But the climate science community so far has not found the courage to band together, stand up, and tell the truth while it can still make a difference. This report finishes with this. We need to prepare ourselves for a world with warmer Arctic temperatures very soon. We can regard the Arctic sea ice as the immune system of our body, which protects our body from harmful things. Without the protector, the Arctic's condition will go from bad to worse quickly. But it's actually worse than all that. Please bear with me. One more headline parallel from CBS News. The Arctic could become ice-free a decade sooner than projected, but that's not really true because they were projecting the end of the century, then a decade out, and now it's here. Always worse, way worse than we were told. This report says the Arctic could be ice-free in the summertime as soon as the next few years, and that's even sooner yet than the other articles admitted to. We're on the cusp of this, and the gravity of what's unfolding in the polar regions cannot be overstated. As we should expect, the CBS article eventually tries to somewhat downplay the entire scenario, painting the picture that an ice-free Arctic could be problematic for the humans and animals that live in the Arctic, but no mention of the global death sentence ice-free polar zones would bring with blinding speed for all of us. And for those that claim because the poles have been ice-free in Earth's geologic past, so it's no big deal now. That's absolutely not the case. Now, due to past geologic epochs, there are extensive methane hydrate and clathrate deposits in the polar regions. If these deposits thaw and release in any significant amount and migrate into the atmosphere, it's game over on planet Earth. Climate engineering operations are further fueling the overall process, not mitigating it. And now the really bad news. It's already unfolding. Buckle up. And on the subject of thawing and releasing methane deposits, new from phys.org, this surprising methane discovery in Yukon glaciers, quote, much more widespread than we thought. The climate scientists don't seem to have a clue, do they? We knew at geoengineeringwatch.org, I knew based on all available data, and I've been screaming it at the top of my lungs for over 20 years, 15 of those years at geoengineeringwatch.org. How could they not have known? They're either criminally negligent of the very profession in which we're told they're experts, or they're lying. Take your pick. This report says global melting is prying the lid off methane deposits, the extent of which we do not know. We know enough. With that in mind, this report, new from phys.org. Sea levels in Antarctica have registered historic lows for three consecutive years, portending grave consequences for life on Earth as we know it. From that report, humanity seems to be oblivious to the warnings. Scientists are very worried, the report says, because we don't know how we can solve this ourselves, end quote. They say minimum sea ice cover for the last 3 years were the lowest since records begin. Unfortunately, few yet comprehend the grave threat posed by the melting poles and the superheating seas. Look up the term Canfield Ocean. Here's a small sample of what's already unfolding, which will pale in comparison to what's coming. New from BBC, mass die-offs among farmed salmon on the rise around the world. From that report, hundreds of millions of farmed salmon have perished in mass die-offs. In Scotland, last year alone, government data shows that more than 17 million salmon died, the most ever recorded. Producers blamed hotter oceans for the losses. Other countries have experienced even greater mortality. That's what I meant. Norway says close to 17% of their farm fish died suddenly in 2023. Scientists found that 865 million instances, aka dead salmon, of farm salmon dying prematurely during this period, 2023. This global assessment looked at salmon deaths in some of the leading producers, including Norway, the UK, and Canada. That's just one sample. There's mass fish die-offs all over the world, crop collapse, insect collapse, wildlife die-off. Where would I stop? How can so few see this coming? But they will. And now this, from CNN and many other sources. Here's the headline report. Quote, I'm a climate scientist. If you knew what I know, you'd be terrified too. From that report, are you frightened by climate change? Do you worry about what sort of world we're leaving to our children and grandchildren? In the words of science writer and author of the, quote, Uninhabitable Earth, David Wallace Wells, states, quote, no matter how well informed you are surely not alarmed enough. I would put it even more strongly. If the fracturing of our once stable climate doesn't terrify you, then you don't fully understand it. He continues, the reality is that as far as we know, and in the natural course of events, our world has never in its entire history heated up as rapidly as it's doing now, nor have greenhouse gas levels in the atmosphere ever seen such a precipitous hike, aka the speed at which they're climbing. Translation, the speed at which atmospheric chemistry has been altered during the Anthropocene epoch, aka the age of humans, is unique in Earth's geologic history based on all available paleo data. Climate scientist and author of Uninhabitable Earth, David Wallace Wells, continues with this, quote, what's happening to our world scares the hell out of me, but if I shout the brutal, unvarnished truth from the rooftops, will this really galvanize you and others into fighting for the planet and your children's futures, or will it leave you frozen like a rabbit in headlights, convinced that all is lost, As dire as this new report sounds, not a single word about climate engineering, no mention whatsoever about Earth's rapidly disintegrating ozone layer, about which geoengineering is the primary factor doing the most damage. And both factors are near-term existential threats. Far too many Americans and far too many from countries all over the world don't want to hear about it or see it, any of it. From the plight of the homeless trying to survive in our streets, to the coming inevitability of nuclear catastrophe, everything. Not that we need that to finish us all off, because there are so many existential threats converging everywhere and all at once. Collectively, as a species, we are committing self-annihilation from 100 different directions, and the vast majority are hell-bent on keeping their heads in the sand and or aggressively trying to marginalize anyone who dares to tell the truth that they don't want to hear. Will such denial save them when their starving, heavily armed neighbor kicks in their front door in a desperate search for food? So what now? Are we to live in a state of perpetual fear because we cannot retrace the footsteps that have brought us to this dark hour? No. No fear. The past has no power over the present moment. These are the words of Eckhart Tolle. Many say Tolle, but Tolle is the correct pronunciation. The universe, the creator, knows where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be there. Consider this. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. Also the words of Eckhart. But wait, many would retort. This isn't what I planned. I can't be happy or at peace unless it all turns out the way I wanted it to. Here's more to consider. Is there a difference between happiness and inner peace? Yes. Happiness depends on conditions being perceived as positive. Inner peace does not. This, again, from Eckhart. There is no solace so deep and unshakable as that which comes with knowing at your core that you are doing your best to do your best, not in the pursuit of endless entertainment or personal pleasures, but in doing what is right, because it is right, which will always be right. In the words of the 80s rock band Jefferson Starship, the odds are against us, but we still stand a chance. There's no giving up, no giving in. It's not over till it's over. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for specific instructions on how you can help to move this fight forward. Please make your voice heard while it can still make a difference. It's up to all of us to make every single day count. Until next week, face to the wind. Never yield to the gathering storm of insanity, ever. This is Dane Wigington from GeoengineeringWatch.org.